Hello, thank you for calling Experience. My name is Joshua. What can I do for you today?
Joshua, good morning. My name is David Gladke. I'm the operations manager for MG Express Freight here at DBU7. Trying to file a claim. One of my drivers was involved in an accident.
Okay, of course. One second. In which state this happened?
New York.
All right, one moment. Okay, and what's the policy number?
Just bear with me one moment. See here, policy number. Okay, A as in alpha, L as in lion, A as in alpha, 201859-26.
All right, and what is the date of loss?
The date of loss is September 22nd.
Of 2024, right?
Correct, yes, sir.
All right, and you said the 22nd, right?
Correct.
Okay. And what's your name?
My name is David Gladke.
How do you spell your last name?
Gladky.
And you're calling, what's the business address?
The business address is three. Hold on a second. I got to go back to my computer. I know it's teacher's lane. I just got to get the numbers. Business address is going to be 3772 Teachers Lane, Orchard Park, New York, 14127.
All right. And this is for your client's vehicle, right?
I'm sorry?
This is for your client's vehicle?
Yeah. What do you mean for my client's vehicle?
Is this you are representing your client, right?
Oh yes, yes, sir, yes, sir. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Yep, I'm the operations manager for the company.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to know if it's your vehicle or your insured vehicle.
Yeah, no. Yeah, the company. Yeah, the company's vehicle.
Okay. Let me know a good callback number.
It's gonna be 716. 339-9089.
All right, and a good email.
It's going to be D A V, so David Alvin Victor, Mary Gorilla, Xylophone Frank. OPS davxfops@gmail.com. davmgxfops@gmail.com.
All right. And would you like to receive text messages and email messages?
Yeah.
Very good. And what's the company you represent?
MG Express Freight LLC. The short code is MGXF.
Okay, I got it. All right, all right. But the address you gave me, it's not theirs, right? Or it is?
So the business address is there, but the address where the truck is 3920 Bayview Road. That's the Amazon facility warehouse where the trucks are stationed.
Okay, copy that. All right, 1 second. All right, give me one moment.
Yep.
All right. And can you repeat the lost location?
Yeah. So the address where it happened was 3264 Seneca Street, S-E-N-E-C-A. And that's Buffalo, New York, 14224. And it happened in the parking lot.
Okay, perfect. All right, and what's the description of the incident?
Okay, so the driver states that they shifted the gear to park to make the delivery. Vehicle was left in neutral while the DA was in the back of the van getting overflow boxes. The delivery vehicle shifted and rolled a few yards and collided with the back right end of a parked truck.
Okay. 1 second.
Yeah. can you hurry up and call Bashir for me and ask him where the police are? Oh, wait. Nope, that's Elliot. Yeah, hurry up, call Bashir, ask him where the police report is. Oh, wait, I got it. Yeah, okay. Yep, 922.
I'm going to get out to the route, and I'm going to figure out where he's at.
Okay.
Oh, okay. And what's the year and the make of your vehicle?
Make and model, let's see. So it is a 2020 Ram ProMaster.
All right, and what's the plate number?
The plate number is XRE-S11, and the plates are out of New Jersey.
New Jersey. All right, 1 second. All right, and do you have the VIN number of the vehicle?
I do, yes. Okay, VIN number is going to be 3 Charlie 6 Umbrella Rhino Victor Joker Gorilla 0 Lion Elephant 117306.
Perfect. And you guys are the owner of the vehicle, right?
It's not correct. Yeah, it's Amazon leased vehicle, yes. So we are technically the owners.
Okay. And what are the damages to your vehicle?
So it's minor to no damage on ours. However, I do want to make note that this John character, he has a lot of like, we went around and we took like 20 pictures. He's trying to say that the back damaged bumper is us. I really want you guys to look into it because it's rusted. Damage that just happened is not going to have rust on it. So I'm worried that this guy is going to try to make like a false claim saying that more damage was done when it was just It looks like he collided with the passenger rear, the passenger rear panel by the back tire. That's where the impact was made. And he's trying to say that his back truck bed door, where you know how the pickup's got that truck bed door in the back where you pull it and it lifts down.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he's saying the damage is done. But like I said, that's not true because it's a whole bunch of rust on it.
Oh, okay. So he's making a big deal of nothing, basically.
Yes, exactly. And please notate that because I don't want us to pay more than what we have to.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand the accident was our fault. Yeah, but I don't think it's right if he's going to make a bigger claim to other damage that wasn't done by us.
Mm-hmm. Understood. So damages on your vehicle and on their vehicle are minor, right? In both vehicles.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah, it was like, I want to say like 5-10 mile an hour impact, not even.
All right. And the backside of your vehicle collided with the bicep, with the rear side of their vehicle, right? So both backside.
Let me check my report. So the front passenger side of our vehicle collided with the rear passenger side tire of his vehicle.
All right. Well, understood. Okay. So both vehicles are drivable, none of them were towed.
Correct.
Perfect. All right. And of course, your driver wasn't inside the vehicle when this happened, right? Yeah, he was making a delivery, as I understand.
Yeah, he was, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, the vehicle was in neutral.
Okay, all right. And what's the name of your driver?
Joseph Higgins.
All right, how do you spell the last name?
H-I-G-G-I-N-S.
Mm-hmm. And what's his home address?
Bear with me one moment. Let me get that for you. Okay, so the address is 56 Luxin, Luksin Drive, Tonawanda, New York, 14150.
Oh, okay. And what's his, okay. One second. Let me see what happened.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what about his phone number?
Phone number is 716-334-8408.
Okay, and the email?
Email is going to be josephhigggins1.m as in Mary, G as in Gorilla, X as in Xylophone, F as in Frank, at gmail.com.
Perfect. All right. And what about his driver license number?
Driver's license number. Let's see. Okay. That is the only thing that I don't have. It just says the state of New York, and then the expiration date is 2/22/2028. I don't have an active driver's license number.
No problem.
Okay.
All right. Now, what about the other vehicle, the year in the make?
Okay. So that is going to be... let's see. Unbelievable. So unfortunately, my employees didn't take down that person's information. But I did. Let me see. There are some pictures in the Google Drive. Maybe I'm able to. There's a whole bunch of pictures, so maybe I can tell you what kind of truck is it and at least get the license plate for you.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Hey, Jamie, can you make sure that when there's an incident that they're writing down the vehicle information?
All right.
Yeah, there's no vehicle information on here. Bashir did it. Joseph Fagan. Okay, so it looks like a black Ram. License plate number is David Boy W 5625. Let me see if they got a VIN number.
Oh. All right, you said DVW5625.
D as in David, B as in boy, W as in water, 5625.
Mm-hmm. New Jersey or New York?
And yep, that is state of New York.
New York. All right, 1 second. All right, is it a 2019 Ram 1500?
There is no VIN number. It's a 4x4 Ram, black Ram, it looks like. I do not see a VIN number.
Hmm. According to the plate, it's a 2019 Ram 1500.
Oh, then, yep, that's what it looks like, yep.
All right.
Yep, that literally will, yep. Yeah, it's definitely a Ram pickup.
Mm-hmm. All right, and do you know the owner of this? I mean, do we know the owner of this vehicle?
Yes. Yes, sir. So his name is John, J-O-N. Last name Millard, M-I-L-L-A-R-D. His phone number is 716-207-9032.
All right, perfect. Do we have his home address?
Let's see. No home address. I'm pretty sure it's an apartment complex at the 3264 Seneca Street. I just don't know the apartment number, but that's where the truck was parked at that location overnight.
Okay.
And I do have Joe's New York State driver's license ID if you still need that.
Oh, for your driver?
Yes, sir.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so driver's license number for Joe Higgins is 974-602-712.
New York, right?
Yes, sir, New York.
All right. Okay, and was the police involved?
Yes, sir, a police report was filed.
Mm-hmm. What's the number?
The claim number is 24-018-494.
All right. And what's the police department?
Police department is going to be... it's going to be West Seneca Police Department. Address is 1250 Union Road, West Seneca, New York, 14224.
And do you have their phone number?
So there's a whole bunch. Do you need the police desk or the records department?
The police, yeah.
Okay, so the police desk is going to be 716-674-2280.
All right, 1 second. Perfect.
Sorry about the noise in the background.
You're fine.
Have a good day, Asia.
All right. And about what time this happened?
Let's see here. So the time of incident was 8:15 p.m.
Okay. All right. We are almost there. Just give me a couple minutes. I need to fill some additional information. Yep. Try to be quick.
Okay. Cool stuff, cool stuff. Thank you.
Okay, one moment.
Okay.
Okay, I have the sorry, I have the claim number for you.
Okay, great.
Whenever
you're
ready.
Ready, my son.
Okay. I have
yes,
X
sir.
As an X-ray, C as in cat, dash O, Ohio, R, Robert, C, cat, A, Apple, dash 24, dash 05920.
Okay, so I got X-ray, cat, dash, otter, rhino, cat, alpha, dash 24-05920.
Correct.
Perfect.
And the adjuster, it's going to be Tracy for it, which is Tracy, and the last name Foret for it.
Foret.
Right. And I'm going to give
okay.
you her contact information. 1 second. All right.
Okay.
Her email. 1 second. It's going to be the first name, Tracy, dot last name for it, Tracy dot Foret, at xclaims, xclaims dot claims with an S.
Okay, so email address is Tracy, Tracy dot Foret, Foret, at xclaims dot claims.
You got it. And
perfect.
Her phone number. Where'd it go? 1 second. Okay. It's 938.
Okay.
839-1754.
Okay.
938-839-1754. Right.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you are all set. If you want, I can go ahead and transfer
okay,
you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was just gonna ask, does she reach out to me or How does that happen?
Yeah, she is going to give you a call back to the, hold on, let me confirm the phone number just to make sure everything is right. She's going to call you to the 716-339-9089. Is that correct?
Okay.
Yeah. But yep. if for some reason she takes longer than you expect, you can call her. If she's not available, just leave her a voice message, and she's definitely going to give you a call back.
Okay, cool stuff. So just wait a couple of days, and if she doesn't call, let's say by like Tuesday, call her with the number that you gave me and leave a message.
I say if she doesn't call you today, you can call her right tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, perfect. Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks, man. I appreciate your help and your time.
Of course. Of course. And I hope you have to pay very little money. Because,
yeah, me too. Yeah.
I hope everything goes good for you.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. You have a good day, my man.
You too. You too. Bye-bye. A pleasure.
All right.
Bye-bye.